it's easy. It can be so easy. Help me with my funds, I need somewhere to run, I need somewhere to go. If you tell Brianna about your problems, I bet she would know. She gon' show you things and tell you things you never seen before. She gon' teach you how to stack your bread and how to say it though.
It's just Brianna, tell me Brianna. 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 It's just Brianna, just Brianna, just Brianna.
Hi guys, welcome back, and if you're new here, welcome, welcome. Fresh off the shortly lived break with an overly requested series, I hope everyone took the time to catch up on our previous episodes and are ready to keep things moving with me. I'll be bringing back the YNA series as promised, but today I'll be kicking off the Stack with JB, the Beginner's Investor series. When I asked you guys about some topics that you wanted to hear, I got a lot of suggestions for investing into stock tips that are beginner friendly, and you also wanted to know what is stock, how the stock market works. So, what I did was I put together a series, it's going to be about 4 to 5 episodes long, on how the stock market works, what is stock, how you can get started at the beginning. So, on today's episode, let's talk about it. We are going to be talking about what is stock, how the stock market works. Take the time to hit that subscribe button if you haven't. If you're new here, you're interested in learning about financial literacy, you want to know how to manage your personal business funds, you need some tips, you need some motivation. With your girl JB, hit that subscribe button, join the tribe. Let's get into it, because this intro, it don't need to be that long. The episode long enough, baby. So we're gonna keep the intro short. What is stock? Stock is a share of ownership in the company, guys. So think of a full pie. When you buy shares, you are purchasing slices of a company's full pie. And buying shares gives you equity. Equity is the value of shares issued by a company. So that is how much that slice of pie is worth that you purchased from that company, okay? So now that we talked about, and we're kind of acquainted with it, we talked about stocks, shares, and equity, let's put in an example. And I'm going to use Amazon's current numbers for this one. Amazon share outstandings, according to Yahoo Finance, is at 504,320,000. So back to our pie, think of a pie cut into 504,320,000 slices. Amazon share price as of the day I created this episode is at 3,206. Now, before we move any further, I'm going to explain market capitalization. And that simply is the share outstanding times the share's price. So back to our example, it's going to be that 504,320,000 times 3,206. We're going to get a very large number here. We're looking at trillions. That is the market cap for Amazon. Now, this is important because normally, this is how companies are measured. Companies are measured by their market cap. Market cap changes over time because share prices and share outstandings change over time, guys. Now, why do companies issue stock? Simple answer for this is to raise money for their business. Rather, it's for research and development in the company, fund a new product, pay off services, pay off debt, whatever the case may be. Think of it like this, people. They are giving out a piece of their pie, their equity, in order to receive funds from the general public, us, an initial public offering, an IPO. They're basically crowdfunding. Now, let's talk about preferred stock than common stock, because there is a difference. Preferred stock, you have no voting rights. Common stock, you do. You are last in line to get paid out, though, in case of liquidation, meaning if that company goes bankrupt and they sell everything, there is a very strong chance that you might not get paid out. And that's just one of the risks that we have is being stock investors. And you're also last to get paid a dividend. Important here, what is a dividend? A dividend is simply the distribution of some of the company's earnings to a class of shareholders determined by the board of directors. When you are a newbie to buying stock, typically and most commonly, you are buying common shares. Stocks do have categories, and we're going to touch them. Let's talk about large cap, mid cap, small cap. We're starting off with large cap. Large caps are usually 10 billion plus market cap companies. So think of large peak companies. For example, Johnson & Johnson, Microsoft. These are usually harder to achieve due to their size. These are companies that have proven track records over many, many years. They also frequently offer dividends. Mid-caps, they're usually $2 billion, $10 billion market cap companies. They are well-established as well. They're just not as established as large companies. They are often targeted as like mergers and acquisitions. That's when bigger companies eat up the smaller ones, whether it's for technology or for staff. These are small companies making an exit, and that owner wants to get paid out, so they're getting brought out. Small caps are usually between $3 million, $2 billion market cap companies, and these are typically new companies, guys. These are companies that are eager and aggressive to grow, and they also don't offer dividends that often because they are, again, young and new early on. Moving on to some more categories, we're going to talk about growth income and value stocks. Growth stocks have big potential for growth. So we're talking about Amazon and Facebook. We're talking about those companies that are outpacing the market, and they usually offer low to no dividends because they are reinvesting their retaining earnings. So the things we talked about earlier, research and development, trying to improve their products or service lines, getting more advertisements for marketing, things of that nature, they are trying to reinvest into that. So they usually give out low to no dividends, okay? Moving on to income stocks. These are stocks that pay a regular dividend payment or income payment. Let's use Walmart. Walmart, this is a company that has the ability under balance sheets to pay a dividend. They have proven business models and track records, and they have consistent increase in dividends over time. Lastly, we want to touch on value stocks. And these are stocks that are seen to be trading below its foundation. So think of something cheap and on sale, and it's usually seen as unfavorable in the market. It's like bruised fruit, guys. Finishing up touching on these categories, I want to talk about stock sectors, and there are 11 of them. Stock sectors are areas in the economy which business shares products and services. There are 11 broad sectors. So let's talk about it. One is energy, like coal, oil. 2, real estate, we're thinking about apartments, office spaces. 3, phone services, Verizon, AT&T. 4, industrial, like manufacturing, materials, like metal and coal. Consumer discretion, like household products. Consumer staples, like food. Healthcare, financials, like banks. Information technology, like internet and software. And lastly, utilities. Now, I touched on a lot so far, and I don't want to give you an information overload, so I'm going to wrap this up soon, but before I do, I'm going to touch on risk. I'm definitely also going to give you a part two because there's so much more to explain. So this is definitely going to be like a 4-episode long series. It might become a little longer, who knows, but before I wrap this up, let's talk about risk. I need you to understand risk because this is the whole point of investing. This is how we get compensated as investors. We are paid by the amount of risk we take on. So what is risk? Risk is the chance that your actual outcome will differ from your expected outcome. An example, I personally might think Amazon is going to do 10,000 a share, okay? And it ends up not doing that. That's the risk I'm taking by investing. Risk does include the chance of losing some or all of your investment, guys. Stock doesn't always go up as hard as that is to believe, but risk should be rewarded. As investors, we paid by the level of risk we are assumed. So this is how we get paid. This is how things work, okay? This is why you are investing. This is the main base of it, okay? Let's think about it with startup companies. Say you were to invest in a startup company over a savings account. You need to be paid a significantly higher amount for the risk that you are taking on for investing in that startup company versus putting that money into a savings account, an FDIC, because there is no proven track record, okay? I feel like I gave you guys a whole lot in this episode. So I am giving you a part two, like I said before, but there's still so much more to explain. So it might be a part two, a part three, who knows? But in the next episode, in that part two, in this series, we're going to be talking about understanding the different types of risk. We're going to be talking about types of stocks to buy. We're going to be talking about price to earn. We're going to be talking about debt to equity. And lastly, asset turnover. So join me this Wednesday. Yes, this Wednesday, I'm coming out full force with this episode in this series. and we will continue to explain the stock market. As always, guys, thank you for tuning in. God bless. JB. I just want to say, if you're still here and listening, you are a real one. I really, really appreciate you sitting here listening through my ads, because those ads at the end of these podcasts is what get your girl paid. We need some coins. So thank you if you're still here from listening. You know, I got 1,200 subscribers. Ugh. We've been at this for what, 3 years? And I got 1,200 subscribers. I can freaking scream. I'm just a small little city. I'm not even from the city. I'm like from the outskirts of Philadelphia, but I moved to Philadelphia and then I moved to Dallas. But I'm just like this small girl with big dreams, and I'm so happy for the support that I get from you guys, and it warms my heart. So if you're still here and you're still listening and you listen to that darn ad, thank you. And listen every freaking episode if you can, because I need my coin. All right, stay blessed.